In terms of, we're delighted to welcome you, President Zelensky, in this time of war.
Yes.
It's like being in a film, isn't it?
I want to thank Ireland for help, providing picnic food and candles. You guys are such support against ballistic missiles.
And I don't mention the thing. Half the country are ballistic over all your lads we've rammed into guest houses.
Of course, thank you for housing Ukraine refugee.
That was Simon Harris's doing mainly. It was 2022. Oh. We were handing out medical cards like they were Nerf guns on the Thai show. Did you bring a wee caffeine for me at all, by the way?
Cap, why would they bring hat to official visit?
That's just what Joe Biden did when he came here. It was my happiest hour. I even had a happy meal that day. A carrot and a walnut dipped in yogurt. Never mind.
I am very grateful for your help. Also, what did you do again for us?
Well, there was the attempt to change the name of the road the Russian embassy's onto, the Zelensky Drive.
Thank you.
But the residents objected. I mean, Dublin 6, they don't like change. That's why they keep voting for Fine Gael.
Who is these vinegar gays you speak?
No, Fine Gael. We share power 6 years past now, though they've gone through 1.5 leaders since. Anyway, I want to thank you too, Vladimir.
Me? How's this?
We're running out of ways to blame all our dysfunction on Brexit and COVID, and then your war came along and the inflation and the energy crisis and so on. Ah, chef's kiss.
Now is no time for kissing chef.
No.
We face annihilation,
of course.
Prime Minister.
Now, we are a neutral country. By neutral, I mean we are totally opposed to Russia.
Yes.
I mean, we'd offer to help you with our warships, but it would take too long to inflate them.
I appeal to Ireland to return young men of military age. We need them to put their lives on the line for our country.
No. In terms of, we need them to put their dignity on the line for our hotels industry.
Hotels? What you say?
You see, hotels are very sacred in our culture.
What?
When it comes to a choice between building homes for the people or making two-star hoteliers richer than the Kinahans,
yes,
we're always with the cavalry cartels all the way, like.
Please, we are desperate to keep out Russian invader. Next time, it will be you, Ireland.
Well, I don't accept that at all. We have an undersea iron dome to deter attacks.
What is this?
There's so much raw sewerage being pumped into the Irish Sea and the waters off Wexford and Limerick.
Gross.
I mean, nothing could survive in there. Not even the Russian nuclear sub. No. We're grand.
This is very serious.
And that's why I am pleased to announce another 100 million for non-lethal aid. Mostly tasers and cheese and onion flavoured crisps. Plus a 25 million euro top-up for the corruption costs.
What?
Jeez, you're riddled. And should I know all about it? I've been around here since the 80s. You should have seen it.
Well, we thank you for your rinky-dinky aid.
Now you might as well have it. We'd only give it to Burger King.
And we will need international force for peace.
In terms of peacekeeping army troops, we want to give you our fiercest, fittest young fighters.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, most of them are zipping around selling drugs in Dublin on e-bikes.
Oh.
So the smashed remains of the Defence Forces will have to do you. Now, let me show you some of the wonders of Ireland. I'll bring you to a ramp and a handful of steps that cost 750,000.
I have such pity for your broken country.
Hello, welcome to Lyric, where Marty plays the Tash Machine on the hour. Guess how long my tickler is and you win 200,000 tote bags. No, sad face, Marty, because the news from Eurovision is out, I'm afraid. Mr. Backhurst is on the line.
Unfortunately, Marty, RT has made the decision that it would be unconscionable to...
God be with the days when we were all unconscionable in Kylie's of Donnybrook and Payday.
What?
Sorry, Kevin, go on.
RT will not be participating in the 2026 Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, no. I'll just be commentating mustache deep in a bottle of Bailey's on the finals without Ireland's involvement. Oh, well, plus a charge, says you.
Nor will RT broadcast the competition.
Oh, no. Well, I might as well open the Baileys now, but I can still go to Vienna and watch it, can I, Mr. DG, sir?
Well,
just in case someone there develops a conscience by accident by next May.
At your own expense, of course, Marty.
Well, that doesn't twang my fandango at all. Alan Shatter has called in. Used to get people hit up with his smug demeanour at justice. Now they've a whole other reason.
Well, this decision by RTE...
Why does everyone here sound like they're in MI5 all of a sudden? It's RTE!
Totally illustrates the moral bankruptcy of RTE.
I refuse that suggestion. Suggestion RT is not morally bankrupt,
no.
It's just actually bankrupt.
To quote the Lion King, everything the light touches, Simba, D Forbes sold.
It's yet another demonstration of the idiocy of the national broadcaster.
Ooh.
This is not an idiotic decision, this is a good decision. An idiotic decision would be to record the late New Year's Eve special weeks before Troy Parrott's goals or the death of a beloved broadcaster.
Now we're talking, two fingers of Baileys, thank you, madam.
Furthermore, may I also add just how delicious delicious it is to hear my own voice oozing across the airwaves of RT again, while I'm bashing them to pieces.
Indeed.
From the lofty high moral vantage point of being a Fine Gael minister during the glory years of how Garda whistleblowers were treated.
Dear, oh dear. Well, I feel a bit nauseous now. Only one thing for it. More Baileys. Now, Irish viewers will be able to watch the show on the Beeb with me old pal, Graham. How are you doing?
Oh, well, it is all rather sad.
Yeah.
I mean, more Irish people will be tuning in than ever before.
That's true.
It's going to be rather more awkward to Brit up on the night than usual. Go UK! I mean, honestly, I think I might puke in my mouth. Still, it is Vienna. It means nothing to me.
No, leave the naff jokes to Marty. Who else is on the line? Hello, sir.
It's the soul of Ireland calling from Ultravox to Bonavox.
Oh, not you, Mr. Hewson. You don't have a size 6 Cuban-heeled leg to stand on with this issue.
I have nothing further to add about Israel in case it becomes a good place to offshore tax in.
Naughty.
I was actually calling in about the Tash machine.
Oh, no! Heavens, you've won the 200,000 tote bags! Ah, oh, this is truly a black day for Marty. Thankfully, I won't remember a minute of it. Irlande snooze pois.
All right,
quiet now. The Department of Culture and Media is thrilled to announce that following intense mail argy-bargy consultation with several WhatsApp groups, one led from Reddit called TruthHurler83, I'm pleased to announce a rebalanced, de-walked, patriotically realigned Christmas schedule for the RTE.
Are there going to be changes, Minister?
Yeah, the Late Late Thai Show will be replaced by the Late Late Tool Show.
What?
No feelings or representation. There'll be just young lads assembling sheds in silence with their feathers, nodding stoically from a distance.
Jeez.
Patrick Keelty will be removed from the set if his bottom lip as much as starts to wibble. This is a no-tier zone only.
Patrick.
Across in Fair City, all storylines involving tenants' rights, mental health, artists, vegans, left-handed people, people with hair colours not found in nature have been removed. It will now reflect normal society where all characters own at least one rental property and have a digger. Dancing with the Stars will likewise face corrective action where sequins are not permitted no longer, nor what they call expression. You'll have synchronised marching just with accordion music and one carefully monitored slow waltz for married heterosexual couples who have filled out appropriate forms. Nationwide, we'll have a Christmas special about the importance of turkey slurry
to the local economies
and how nut roasts are the death knell of rural Ireland.
Is this not a bit extreme?
For States, Ireland will relaunch as arranged by the parish. There'll be no pronouns, no flirting. Just intense eye contact and shifting with the lights off.
Yeah.
Reeling in the Years will broadcast a 1 hour special on New Year's Day on the history of straight pride. And furthermore, Kilnascully will be unaltered as it already meets all of our ideological requirements. Questions?
What about films, Minister? Will you be changing things there?
You may watch your Christmas films so long as they feature a traditional male role model defending his family or home with violence, Mar Hempla, Die Hard, or Home Alone.
Have you any favourite films of your own, Patrick?
I do, mainly westerns. Yeah. I'm sick and tired of movies about the city-dwelling liberal elites who think a Mexican standoff is a side dish from Boojum. This is why TGKR must go on.
Yes.
Broadcasting like every day is a Sunday afternoon for the pleasure of over 50s like myself.
Aren't you only 48?
Well, you're only as old as you feel.
What are your thoughts on RT News Now live streaming the solstice?
This barbaric pagan savagery will soon be replaced with coverage of Anne Casson watching the sunrise through the roof box of a rural pub / hardware shop. Now, on the more worrying migration issue,
immigration? You're beginning to sound like Simon Harris,
yeah,
Minister.
Sorry, now, I'm talking about the hordes of artsy types swarming through West Kerry for other vices.
Right.
Unvetted males of guitar playing age are plaguing this rural area, bringing in their outlandish syncopated rhythms and beanie hats that don't even cover your ears. I will be slashing the funds for that, and anyone caught in the area, even resembling a hosier, will be arrested under the control of Dancehall Zek.
Isn't this censorship, Minister?
Suppression of speech.
No more questions now. No more questions. We will pause for the Angelus.
Minister, I want to
be quiet now.
I have an important question.
Listen to the bells.
Minister, can I?
Minister,
ask,
can we?
Shh. Bit of respect for the Angelus.
What the hell is this?
Any more lip now, and I'll be putting the vet back on newspapers. There's nothing like judgmental bells.
Mr. President, that the US military has taken out more drug boats on the coast of Venezuela.
That's tremendous, JD. Make sure they take out the booze cruises too. I don't want any more dangerous substances floating their way towards America, unless it's a tanker full of oil or the parts for all the totally safe guns we're making.
Sure.
The war on narco-terrorists must continue. Where was it? What it was?
Signing a total pardon for a Honduran cocaine lord.
Oh, yeah. His only crime was to deliver to the people what they wanted. Beautiful A-class narcotics to help them get through many of their saddest marriages. A lot of people say
also, the first lady called and asked you to inspect her Christmas decorations.
Last time her theme was nuclear winter. What's it this term?
It's home is where the heart is, sir.
Wow, beautiful woman. I must send her a card. Where does she live again?
We think New York, but she blocked her IP address and didn't provide a return zip code. So.
That's my gal, Malanka. You can never be too safe. A lot of nutty, horrible people out there like that Tim Walz.
Right.
He's seriously
really no need to say it, sir, again.
Crazy Kamala put that man on the Veep campaign stage. Can you believe it? And I had my man, both of them incompetent.
I'm right here, sir.
And I'm calling you incompetent to your face. Just like I call female reporters stupid and piggy. It's like I got Tourette's, but I got the kind that I could totally control the spasms, and I still do them anyway. Wow. No one's ever seen that before.
Do you want me to leave my Prince of Darkness, or should
No, JD. I haven't got long left.
What?
They stuck me in an MRI machine, a long metal tube. Felt like I was in a box of Pringles. I fell asleep.
Right.
Who knows what part of me they scanned? No one knows, but it was a perfect result. Perfect. Such a tiny machine.
Really?
The walls are closing in, but that's probably because they're knocking them down to make more space for my ballroom.
Which is like the U.S. debt bill. It gets bigger every time I hear about it, sir.
Just like my cankles. One day, my cankles are going to explode, and the congealed liquids gathered there will drown everyone around me.
What?
Everyone dies.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, everyone dead.
No, I have work to do here, Mr. President, if you'd excuse me.
Thank you for your time.
I better get back to frowning inconsequentially at our bananas planning system and Bluba's cost overruns.
Ten hot!
Out of fick.
Koth H2 is here. Let's get you to the airport, General Zelensky.
What?
I've worn a black tracksuit for the occasion. Solidarity, Harris.
And he's bet into it. We must be panic eating with all the stress lately.
Excuse me, who is this?
Bang, bang.
And he's the half leader I was telling you about earlier. Just humour him. Every photo shoot is like he's won a fan competition on the radio in terms
And I'm really, really delighted to announce 125 million euro in funding for Ukraine.
He's already announced this. Thank you.
No. It's my thing to re-announce stuff other people have already done. Like a reboot.
What?
I'm all about reboots on the ground.
You are the one who say there are too many immigrants. How you say this about my people?
Well, I am rebooting that message as part of my twitching, people-pleasing reflex, and we'll do a reboot when you leave.
What we need is assistance for peace.
I'm your man.
Well, not really. He's just completed 10 months of achieving nothing as Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, and now he's moving on to doing nothing in finance.
See, I control the purse strings, though Jack Chambers hasn't yet shown me where they are. I momentarily mistook my shoelaces as them and fell over. When someone came into the room, I had to pretend I was doing burpees. Now, where was I?
God almighty.
I have to leave.
But first, a quick speech for my TikTok. Go.
Ireland, I am very grateful. One day, the war will end.
Yes, yes.
And then the rebuilding will begin.
Hooray.
Though it will take many, many years, let's face it.
God help you.
Ukraine, we do it faster than you guys.
Sorry, no.
I mean, geez, 3 months to restart the Lewis after one fire?
Terrible blackguarding in terms of...
I pity you.
What?
And I will be laying a wreath at the site of the hospital you will never build for the children.
No, that's got nothing to do with me.
It was all his fault.
You have my sympathy.
Lock.
You broken, stupid country.
You don't know whether to clap or cry in terms of...
No, I much prefer Ibsen per se.
No, Bracken was my favourite.
All right, welcome back. Now we just have time for the last of our festive gift guides. Fintan O'Toole.
Yes, yes.
And Michael Hardinger here.
Well, here and there, Brendan.
We'll start with gifts for women, Fintan.
Every woman simply must be given Lily Allen's visceral West End Girl album. It is...
Listen, how does infidelity relate to Christmas presents?
It's a paean to pain. It's holding up a mirror to the systemic failure of toxic masculinity.
A mirror would make a beautiful present.
Dwayne Reed bag with the handles tied.
Okay.
Hundreds of Trojans.
Jesus.
It's evocative. It calls to mind Helen caught in the maelstrom of the destruction of Troy. It calls to mind...
We're not getting into that. There's no Spartans in studio. Michael.
Do you know, I had a tabby cat when I was a boy.
All right.
And the void it left when it ran away remains tangible even into my decrepitude.
Right, so your top gift recommendation for women?
Well, is there anything more beautiful than the face of a woman after she's washed it, In the morning, Jew.
Listen, we're not going to discuss the whole Herzog Park controversy without a Jewish person on the panel, to be
that
fair.
That is just ridiculous now.
You see, there are different Jews, Brendan.
Etymology. Yes.
As in, a Jew to the old man
right.
lying dead inside on the bed.
That's quietly intense, isn't it, Michael?
Aye.
Sorry, what is the pertinent issue of the gift?
I think a bottle of the morning Jew, freshly gathered.
Yeah, he's made the point.
Would make a beautiful gift for any woman.
Okay, what about the men? Fintan, have you any ideas?
There's a very accomplished, very moving book
oh, yeah?
called We Don't Know Ourselves, a fantastic festive read.
It's kind of familiar.
Full of misery revision of formerly joyful occasions like JFK's visit to Ireland.
Ah, listen, that's your book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Also socks.
When a fella does wear socks, do you not in a very real way create a disconnect between your souls and the earth?
Yeah, so no Christmas stockings in the Harding house this year.
God, that laugh.
Well, there will be, Brendan, soaked in Leitrim Dew.
And what would you recommend for men, Michael?
The Buddhists like simplicity, you know. And I remember the year I got a train set.
Oh, like your man in the ad?
And while the thrill of looking at the little engine going round still resonates.
Chew, chew.
I was as happy the year I got a piece of string.
Okay, so a bottle of outdoor water for the women and a piece of string for the men. Right.
We don't know ourselves.
Listen, we have to leave it there. We've no time left for a song, but we'll play an annoying cut of it anyway. Until next time.
Adieu.
And look, we said we wouldn't go into
Free it. Palestine. That's what I say. Free Palestine.
Right. Hello. Welcome back to my therapist, guys. To me, though, this week the British public ousted Vogue. So she's back already.
I'm a celebrity. Get me more money.
I had another gas hun lined up to stand in case you were, you know, popular.
Who could replace me? Amy Schumer.
Now it's Twink.
What the hell, babe?
She thinks I blacklisted her now. God, she's going to be sending me voicemails, isn't she? Because I let her down.
So, what did I miss while I was gone?
Not much, since you're only there for a wet week. I've had one night stands that lasted longer than your stint in that show. What happened?
My time in the jungle went click clack.
Turns out you're not actually that famous at all. It's no biggie, babe.
How dare you? I am famous in the UK.
You got voted out before someone called Angry Ginge.
Oh, well, the only reason I was eliminated was because Irish people can't vote.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And if your anti-malaria tablets had a tash, they'd be your Uncle Malaria tablets.
Good one.
I can't even remember why you are famous.
Because of Fade Street.
Yeah, that's made in Chelsea for people who get scuttered in Hogan.
Then I actually married someone from Made in Chelsea.
Oh, that's why I agreed to start a podcast with you.
Exactly. You were riding on my coattails.
And look at us now. I'm headlining the Three Arena and your name is in the headlines next to all these non-entities.
I said no Brian McFadden jokes.
Ha!
I'll tell you what I did like about the jungle.
Go on!
Ant and Dec.
Yeah?
There's longevity in being a duo.
Oh, you're scared I'm going to jump ship now that you flopped harder than Sydney Sweeney's boxing film?
I'm just saying nobody wants a Dec without an Ant.
Ah!
So, what do you say? Joanne and Vogue forever?
Yeah, well, let's see how my tour goes.
What?
I've got to go.
Wait. We're not finished.
But remember, at least your fella's family owns Scotland or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I don't need to work.
Not that you ever did, babes. Be grand! Good luck!
Click, clack.
See ya! Quiet now, quiet. Allow leaders questions from Deputy Doherty's white knuckles, please.
Thank you, Concorla. Tánaiste, you're in the papers this morning calling yourself sensible, Simon.
Don't you trade with the Daily Mail now. You're a hypocrite, Piers. You're a hypocrite.
Saying that you'll put money into people's pockets.
Yes.
You're taking money, aren't you?
How dare you? I'd be a terrible pickpocket. I'm so pale, I'd glow in the dark, Concorla. Tell the truth, Piers. Angry, Piers.
I'm not angry.
Yes,
I'm Donegal angry, which is a whole other level as well, you know.
You've never been in power, have you, you failure? 19 years. Nah. 19 years.
Donegal people don't want to be in power. We just want a stoic fury that frightens fish out of the Atlantic and into our nets. And also, buying coal with no carbon tax on it in Strabane. And life-changing hangovers, Count Gordon.
Let me say this to the House. I've been Minister for Finance for 2 weeks and we have record economic key figures that I've had printed out. Yeah. You will never credit us for the amazing things we've done in this country because you're angry, Pierce.
Broken promises. There's no roadmap for €200 a month childcare, which you promised after 100
100 days in office.
There's a program for government that covers 5 years, and those 100 days will be spread over 5 years. 5 years.
There are not enough homes being built, and you've scrapped the target thon.
Without interruption, Angry Pierce, my party and my government have housed more people than ever before, and those people might well be housed in their mum's Ford Focus on a lay-by. But it is housing, and it's housing you don't give us credit for. Mic drop.
And you've removed supports for those most in need in our society.
No. I've been spad-fed some very important information in the 11 months of this government. We've increased spending on assistance for those most vulnerable in our community, Kilgore. We've expanded funding. We've expanded funding for junior ministers to record numbers. Some of those people are barely literate, can hardly stand up without breaking wind. And now they're on €190,000 a year, including expenses to and from whatever peat-fired backhole they come from. That's progress. And you would take that away from them, Angry Pierce.
There are no tax cuts for workers, but tax breaks for executives and big corporations. That's what
let me tell you, there's a whole chapter in Finance for Dummies that I've had bullet pointed and explained to me 5 times this week. Trickle down economics.
It doesn't work because of wage growth lag and
Big companies, piddle out of skyscrapers and the pee reaches to the workers down below in the street. Eventually.
What's he talking about?
I'm not quite sure. I went off to listen to the Diary of a CEO podcast halfway through and I had to stop that 10 times to Google every word they said.
It's trickle up economics from sensible Simon. That's what we're getting.
That's complete rubbish because pee doesn't trickle up, silly. I know gravity.
The point I'm trying to make is that
deputies.
Well, thanks be to God, I have to be in Donegal for the annual Christmas headbutting of a lobster.
It's been a whirlwind week, not only for Ireland but also for this reporter. As government buildings welcomed Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, I went viral for my quick reactions. Not to a breaking news story, because I work in the RT newsroom where we mainly stand in the rain talking about stories other media outlets have revealed. But no, a reaction to a dangerous object hurtling towards my stony visage. It's no exaggeration to say I saw the light. Fortunately, it was just a TV panel light, deftly saved from crashing, using about as much effort as was put into the government's housing plan. Here's the Taoiseach.
I'd like to welcome the President to government buildings. Today, Dublin is on the world stage. And for once, it isn't because of our inability to contain a small riot or that a total ick who does MMA fighting in between court cases has mortified the nation. But today it is in
Zelensky has been on a non-stop tour of important EU member states, but he took time out of that to visit Ireland. Our capital is considered safer than most of the other ones for him because a city with constant gridlock, disappearing buses and flaming trams is simply too untraversable for would-be Moscow assassins. As it was an official state visit, he met Catherine Connolly at Oras on Uachtaráin.
President!
As a voice for peace, I'm delighted to welcome the President to the Oras. He has just signed the visitor's book. And so have I. Because I still haven't been able to live here thanks to those yaks in the OPW.
President, are you opposed to further military support for Ukraine in Europe?
I have absolute sympathy for Ukraine. I'm dealing with a terrible invasion myself. I'm not even a month in office and there's been a raft of speeches by Michael D making constant incursions into my territory. I mean, his public relations industrial complex is a threat to peace. He's a total melt.
President.
It was a difficult number of days for Zelensky. Not only is fighting the existential threat to his country and receiving updates on how Trump plans to gift wrap it for Putin, but he also had to meet Helen McEntee.
Most of the time he was trying to figure out how on earth I could go from being in charge of crumbling schools and mobile phone pouches 5 minutes ago to having responsibility for a whole country's foreign affairs and defence now. And let's be honest, that's what I'll also be doing for the next 4 years.
Last week you said the Occupied Territories Bill is your priority and that you'd raise it with your department on day one.
Unfortunately, once I heard from some people who know things, the Occupied Territories Bill is as dead as my legacy in justice. I'm going now. You won't be hearing from me again until Easter.
Micheál Lehane, I see TV panel lights in my sleep. Gotta catch 'em all. Leinster House.
Winter spice latte delish. So, how are we all feeling after Zelensky's big visit, my lefty latte gals?
Well, I thought it was just extraordinary. Such strength and resilience. And
he touched my shoulder.
Oh, poor man must have a jet lag, Holly, and got confused about who the real Minot in charge was.
Well, that's rather mean-spirited. I thought it was just dreadful that our sourpuss counterparts and people before profit could be bothered to collab for him.
Oh, yes.
They're so coarse.
Standing there with their arms folded like they were posing for the cover of a bad rugby memoir.
So glad I got to meet him.
So
same here, Holly.
Everyone except me. I mean, even Catherine Connolly got to shake his hand, and she basically thinks he's a NATO asset, let's be honest.
It was, as the kids might say, awkward AF, I think his expression.
Awkward, yeah. Still, yes. He's a bit like Lindsay Lohan circa 2010. His star has well and truly fallen, if we're honest.
True.
3 years ago, he was basically a hot war leader in a Muscle Mary top.
Those guns.
He had such riz.
And now he's just giving everyone the ick.
Quite.
He's sacking dodgy figures in his group. Mm. He's out with the begging bowl looking for the Yanks to fund an unwinnable war. Wow. It's giving Sinn Féin in the 80s vibes, if you ask me.
I still support him.
Really?
As does the Labour Party. Slava Ukraini.
Just you wait, Shivana. He'll give you the ick too.
Hi, lefties.
Oh, Richard. Yes. Now, you'd never give us the ick still. No Bula bus for the buckle of the Eastern Front. Like what gives?
PBP comrades and I bravely expressed my opposition to this government's attempt to promote EU militarisation through the medium of aggressive non-clapping.
Oh, you're so brave with your non-clapping. Imagine you in Long Kesh. You'd have Deliveroo out during the hunger strikes, you would.
I do not order sustenance from the big wig, fat cat, black hat corporate interest.
Yeah, yeah.
I prefer to feed on the works of Lenin, thank you very much.
Oh, please.
And also the odd dinner box from the Miami Cafe in Dunleary.
Oh, stop. My mouth is watering.
Absolutely.
Like it did when Zelensky first taught us the new pronunciation of a chicken Kiev.
Kiev.
Right, Richard, you're probably planning to protest Bono.
What?
When he busks on Christmas Eve, yeah?
No, in fact, I plan on watching The Holiday again on the telly.
What?
Jude Law's Mr. Napkinhead.
Wow.
Always gets me on the floor.
That's rather disappointing.
Finally, you're speaking my language. BRB, gals, because I'm off to a watch party with RBB.
Be my guest, Mary Lou.
Lead me to your proletariat snack box dispensary, sir.
It's actually a dinner box.
Oh, you're such a stickler. Just get me extra chips and a glass of wine the size of my head.
Bye, Mary Lou.
Oh, happy Christmas, you filthy animals.